Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Window. I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet, and they whisper the word
revolution.
There are men coming down from the valley. There are tall ships lying on the coast, and they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind. Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before. Now we'll settle the score when our cannons will roar.
Document things to be able to discuss them, but I've got a bunch of U.S. government declassified documents on it, so I'll be talking about that some. About 30 minutes in the third hour. Most of it's going to be election fraud, Ron Paul, Hillary Clinton news. The big national debate for the last 2 days, I didn't talk about it once yesterday, but everybody wants to talk about it. Hillary cried, and they're having debates about, was it real? The neocons are saying, oh, yes, it's real. She thought she was going to lose, so she cried. This is the woman who goes to Kentucky and goes, how are you? Good to see you. How are you? She comes to Texas and she talks like this. They put videos together online of four or five different fake accents. She'll go to England and adopt an Atlantic or Eastern Buffy type Thurston Howell the Third. Of course it's fake. Why do you obsess on things like that that don't matter? It doesn't matter. Now, she was between 10 and 15 points. In some polls, 20 points. But let's just be conservative and say 15. Behind Barack Obama. She's hated. The left knows she's a warmonger. And magically, all the polls are wrong, and there's New York Times and Washington Post and Associated Press and L.A. Times articles about, oh, why the polls were wrong and the scandal of the bad polls and the scandal of Time and Newsweek having Barack on the cover. Totally staged. Totally staged. Totally staged. And again, I don't like Barack Obama, Mr. CFR, the whole nine yards. Just stay there. We're going to break it all down.
It is a big idea.
a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. to 1 a.m. Mountain, 9 to noon Pacific. Thank you for joining us. The network retransmits 9 to midnight Central over the AM and FM dial, satellite, shortwave, WWCR, and the Internet. And 24 hours a day at InfoWars.com, TruthNews.us, PrisonPlanet.com, RonPaulWarRoom.com. You can go to that that gauntlet of sites and that marginal line of sites, and you can link through and listen to the show restreamed 21 hours a day until the next live transmission. We're also here Sundays live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. There's so much news and info. About a year ago, I started the Sunday transmission. Okay, they're having to spin right now nationally that, okay, Barack Obama was between 10 and 20 points, depending on the poll, in every poll, ahead of Hillary. And polls have always been accurate until Diebold gets involved. And magically, he was winning in the areas, the 20% of areas where there wasn't Diebold. And then, of course, losing where there was Diebold, just like the individual who's the head of the Democrats right now, who I don't trust, but he wasn't the anointed one. He wasn't George Bush. He wasn't John Kerry. And that, of course, is Howard Dean. And he won in New Hampshire as high as 10 points, some areas lower, some areas higher, but on average, the news reported 9 to 10 points. In the areas that had paper ballots but lost by 10 points in the areas where it was Diebold. The three-state area, 80-plus percent of the ballots are controlled by one company and one man. Bev Harris covered that yesterday. Bev Harris of blackboxvoting.org. She told us what to look for. Notice in Iowa, they still haven't issued the final results. Well, they can't do that because then the precincts will notice that, hey, wait, we sent you a win, or we sent you Ron Paul in second place, or we sent you, and it doesn't show that. And then there would be news coverage. They have to wait. That's always a telltale sign. It wasn't transparent. Same thing in New Hampshire. We got a lot of emails and calls and posts on the Ron Paul War Room last night that we confirmed. We called the people, and they said, well, we're talking to county officials first before we talk to you. Yeah, we went on your RonPaulWarRoom.com and posted that our whole family voted at this township in New Hampshire, and it showed zero for Ron Paul. But now the township's telling us that don't talk to anybody. That's what they always tell you. You better go public now. And in a whole bunch of townships where they get 300, 400 plus votes, not one Ron Paul over and over and over and over again. So exactly what Bev said look for happened. There is no doubt there has been chicanery. There's no doubt Obama's been cheated. There's no doubt Ron Paul has been cheated. The pollsters had Paul at least getting third or second. Now remember, the polls have been skewed against him, and he had 15, 14, depending on the poll, in New Hampshire. Then magically he gets 8%, almost half of what the polls showed he'd get. Something stinks in Denmark. Okay, let's go to Bev Harris. Bev, break down exactly what we've seen develop here.
Oh, boy, I just got off the phone with the town of Sutton. Ron Paul got 31 votes, not zero. I have it confirmed from the town clerk. I asked her why the discrepancy, and she said they simply failed to put the right number on the form they sent to the media.
Sure, it's accidental.
It doesn't matter. This is unacceptable. The classic method for rigging a hand count is to write the wrong number on the form. If you go to wheresthepaper.org, that's a site that does a lot of research on all kinds of election fraud.
Bev, this
and
is huge
this is
breaking
well
news. Stop. This is huge breaking news. Again, tell everybody listening the name of the township. This is just one. You see, with an hour
right,
forecast,
this is just one.
Give us all the names. This is huge breaking news.
It's the town of Sutton. Now, remember, they don't do counties in New Hampshire. It's all done by towns.
Township of Sutton.
It's just town. It's the town of Sutton. S-U-T-T-O-N, and I just got off the phone with Jennifer Call, who is the town clerk, and she confirmed that Ron Paul actually did get 31 votes, not zero. Now, understand something. This is more votes than he got or was reported to have gotten in almost every place.
Now, we caught this because our listeners at RonPaulWarRoom.com, an entire family, the parents, the out-of-the-home, 20-something-year-old children, all five of them went down to vote, and then they watched the results, and it said zero, baby. And now you called the town clerk. Give us her name again. Spell it.
Jennifer Call, C-A-L-L, just like telephone call. And
unbelievable.
It's hard to get through to her. And here's the thing. The way that a hand count can be rigged is and here's what they're doing in New Hampshire. They have the people are counting everything in public real nice. They fill out a form in public real nice, and then they transfer it to another form, and they call that a summary sheet, and that's the one they send in. And so what happened is she said they did not transpose the number correctly and put zero instead of 31. That is unacceptable as an answer.
That is unbelievable. Bev Harris, what needs to happen? I think they need to throw all the results out now and have a recount, at least in the 20%.
It's bad because let me tell you what else. If they have a recount, it will cost Ron Paul about $67,000, and there is a problem with chain of custody. I'm sorry, I've got another phone ringing, but I'm going to ignore it. Sorry, it's coming over your line if it is.
No, it may be breaking news. Pick it up.
No, it's okay. I'll tell you, because I've been getting all kinds of things from all kinds of citizens
who are
asking. Okay, now, in New Hampshire, we are not comfortable with the chain of custody for the recount ballots. So, it's a toss-up whether he should spend $67,000 to get a recount. Which
he
is what
should,
it'll cost
because
him.
It'll draw a national attention to the cheating, and then if they cheat the recount, we catch them again, Bev. They got to
do it. Yeah, if they do it, they have to do it statewide, because if you do a spot check recount, it can be gamed very easily.
I understand. Look, he's got to do it. I'm demanding the campaign. They have been caught. Now, listen, the campaign likes to play the highbrow, above the fray, you know, really classy. This isn't the time for that. We saw Ohio officials go to jail this year for 2004. Yeah. You called it, Bev. I called it. The witnesses called it. We're not putting up with this crap. And I'm sorry, that's what it is. Any more, the campaign, this is red-handed. This is, Bev, I'm sorry, I'm getting so mad right now.
Well, let me tell you what else we've done. One of the things I did yesterday was I put together a spreadsheet, because understand, it's very Byzantine and difficult to even come up with data to analyze it. And I knew that was going to be the case. So I put together a spreadsheet and put it on the website for everyone to use to put their own results into, which outlined every one of the 250, you know, New Hampshire townships and which voting system they use. And there is also a discrepancy. The voting machines gave him worse results than the hand counts.
That's, well, it's the same thing with Howard Dean, wasn't it?
Yes, it is. And by the way, the discrepancy there was they gave Ron Paul about 2.5% worse results than the hand counts, and they gave Hillary 5% better results than the hand counts.
Which is exactly what she beat Barack Obama at. Now, as much as I love Ron Paul, as much as I'm behind this campaign, I stayed up till about 1 in the morning last night. I got up at 6, you know, just like everybody else, totally obsessed with this. I've been scanning, tracking everything, and it looks like Barack Obama got screwed even worse than Paul. Is that accurate?
Well, all I can do is report results because, you know, I'm under these constraints. But I will say that there was a difference between the hand count towns and the voting machine towns. And I will give you some more breaking news. I haven't even put this on my website yet. I have a report coming to me. Now, yesterday we broke the story about this one sole source provider programming every voting machine in New Hampshire.
You also broke the news that Hillary was kicking Barack Obama and Ron Paul, specifically poll watchers, out. Oh, this and then,
that was widely reported on the internet. I was not able to confirm that because
one
of the things citizens need to learn.
Well, let me stop you. The Boston Globe did report it.
Good. Okay. Okay. Ready for this? Sit down.
Okay, go ahead.
LHS Associates, the firm that programmed every voting machine in New Hampshire, I have just gotten a call, and I'm waiting to fax confirmation that one of the key people there has a criminal record.
Oh.
Convicted cocaine trafficker.
Oh, my God.
You know, with not just that, but with complaints to the Attorney General already for election-related complaints.
Just like they always catch Diebold and others with convicted hackers and other, I mean, how many times, Bev, have we caught hardcore crooks working inside the elections at key places?
Well, this is the thing. There is, I don't know what to say. Let me tell you where we're at here. Another story, and it will come right into this. In Pima County, Arizona, that's where Tucson is. You know, we've got a member of our board of directors, Jim March, has been working on a lawsuit, and they've finally been able to pull out and really getting close to proving, using all this computer stuff, that there was fraud in the election there. And they went to court, and the judge ordered them to release the stuff, and the county was resisting. They had a town meeting, and they have a video of this that's supposed to go up fairly soon. I can hardly wait. And the town supervisor said, we're not going to release the databases and blah, 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 even though the court said, okay, we'll just give you this. The citizens stood up, packed the room, and started chanting, release the files, and they did, because the citizens were going to accept it. And they just, in unison, said, you will not keep our election files from us. Doesn't matter what the court said. Doesn't matter what you say. We want the files. And it was such strong public pressure that they did.
Now, Bev, Bev, I want to stop you right now. I don't think listeners realize the magnitude of the three stories they just heard. A, it has been confirmed that in one of the township voting areas, Ron Paul got 30-plus votes but showed zero. You've talked to the head clerk. She admits it on record to you. A, B, and I want more details, as much as you can give us on this now. I know you're double confirming it with facts, and maybe that'll come in during this break. You've got some time to check. a cocaine trafficker with histories of election fraud and complaints. Ladies and gentlemen, call everybody you know. This is huge.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by our world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
Red alert! Red alert! Red alert, ladies and gentlemen. Coast to coast, border to border. I don't care if you're in Germany, in China, in Mexico, in the Netherlands, in Africa. You're listening right now. The evidence of the fraud. Spread the word everywhere. It's got to go supernova on the web. Paul Watson's got an article going up in the next 10 minutes with the exclusive Bev Harris just brought you. She is an impeccable source. Helped produce HBO specials on this. She has been the stalwart out there ferreting all of this out. She's also very conservative in her analysis. Frankly, it's much worse than even she says, because I've been on this for over a decade. But she's very, very precise. Last night we got the tip at RonPaulWarRoom.com. We talked to the family this morning, and they're saying, well, the county officials are telling us wait and only talk to them. No, no, no. Well, the good news is Bev Harris called that very same township. They have towns, not counties there, but it's set up in the same system, the city clerk. And she said to Bev right before airtime that yes, and this is the big news, yes, 30-plus votes in that township for Paul. Now, that's just what they're saying. See, because they've got all these people coming forward saying, hey, I voted. It might even be bigger. How do you, Bev, accidentally, because I want to go back to this, then into the cocaine trafficker, and boy, this is, I just got the backside secret scoop because I can be trusted. We can't say that much, but this is always cocaine dealers. That's who runs the government. It's who runs America. But it's black ops, folks. But Bev, getting back to this key area of confirmed in this particular town, tell folks again.
Well, yeah, Tom Sutton. They reported zero votes for Ron Paul, and I believe they were pretty much sticking to their guns all the way up through last night. And there was this family who said that they had voted for Ron Paul, so how could there be zero votes? And let me tell you, that's an overly aggressive stance. They must have really needed to do something, because it's happened before where zero votes come up, and it's very dangerous for them to do that, because all it takes is one person to prove that there was a problem. Well, they have now admitted that there were 31 votes for Ron Paul, not zero. And one thing I would encourage your listeners to do is to go to the website, or go to whatever website has these results, and just look at how many little townships in New Hampshire even have as many as 31 votes for Ron Paul.
And that's the point.
It makes you wonder how much he really got.
And by the way, there are a bunch of townships that show zero, and you'll have
right.
hundreds and hundreds of votes, and he gets zero. Even if he's at 8%, then he should get 8 out of 100 instead of 0 out of 300, 500, 600. Folks, this stinks absolutely to the gates of heaven.
Another thing to look for as you're looking at the detail results is look in the ones where they say other votes. In the Democratic column, I noticed that the town of Manchester reported 570 votes of other. What is 570 people voting for other?
Guaranteed it's Ron Paul and Barack Obama.
Yeah, you know, they have to shift it from bin to bin so it matches the number of voting people who showed up.
Now, Bev, you're talking about anomalies with Obama. All the polls showed he was going to win by a landslide. Magically, he loses. That stinks. But then you have the Hillary people. You first reported it here, but said you weren't. It wasn't confirmed. The Boston Globe did report that the Hillary people did kick the Ron Paul and Obama poll watchers out specifically. I have that report right here in front of me. You can Google it. So that's Boston Globe there. Now, you can call that an anomaly, but this is not an anomaly. I mean,
no,
this.
Let me tell you a little bit about
that. But people really respect you, so I need you to specifically say, what is it when they admit they gave him zero and it's 31? That election's thrown out right there.
That election is. Look, they're always going to say it was an error. Guess what? When someone embezzles money, they always have a plausible excuse for how this and that happened. It is not acceptable. What is their job? They have one job on election night, and that is to result numbers for what, 12 candidates? That's it.
Folks,
now,
you've got 350-something votes in the town, and 31 of them are for Ron Paul, but they can't get that on the paper. They take the people's votes, and then magically, if they miss 5 out of 31, it could be believable. But all of them, Bev?
Right. And you have to actually write a circle, a zero, in the spot. You know, it's not a plausible, it doesn't matter to me if it's plausible. I think we have to get to the point where we stop accepting excuses.
What about these other towns? I guarantee you the other places he got zero, he didn't get zero. And I guarantee you those towns where it says 500 and something other, I bet my bottom dollar 80% of that's Ron Paul and Barack Obama. What do you say, Bev?
Well, I can't speak to that because I'm conservative and only report exactly what I can prove. But let me say...
Stay there. We got a break. Final segment with Bev Harris. She's going to pop back in the third hour with all the new stuff she's learned. This is Armageddon.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
I hurt my.
I've only got Bev Harris for about another 10 minutes. She's going to be back with us at the end of the third hour with all the new info she's learned. Do you understand they have been caught red-handed? There are a ton. Like I counted them up last night. It looked like 15 or 20. I've got to count them up again because they're changing. And this just came in during the break. We confirmed it. The site Politico did have Ron Paul at zero. They were using the official maps. Now it's at 31. They just changed this in the last 20 minutes. Look, Ron Paul doesn't have a choice. He must demand recounts. He must pay the 60-something grand. That's a paltry sum. I'll dig up 60-something grand from listeners. I know you'll do it if we have to. I mean, we're not playing games here. We got to let them know we're coming after them. But again, I was talking to Rob Jacobson last night, my editor, and he said, Alex, they don't have a choice. They've got to block him. They've got to steal from him. You know, even if they get caught, they've got to block him. Bev Harris, let's finish up with the situation with Ron Paul and then this other individual who's involved at the LHS company that you're triple confirming right now to have this criminal background that he reportedly got sealed. But right now, I mean, don't you see the strategy, or give me your expertise and take on Ron Paul's got to say, hey, we caught Towns, and guaranteed it's Towns, but what, you know, we've got a town where I got, they say I got zero, but I really did. We have, you know, in some towns 500 plus that say other. We want to know what those are. Pay for the recount. That way we get to get attention, get to have an investigation, because people are never going to hear about how Ron Paul got cheated in this town. See, they're never going to know. It'll be an urban legend, even though they admit it and we've confirmed it. Bev, what do we do?
The two women in Ohio that you mentioned that went to jail for rigging a recount was because Michael Bednarik and David Cobb, the Green Party and the Libertarian Party candidate, demanded a recount, and then citizens were all over that recount to see what it is they did, and that's when they caught them cheating. So, and let me just mention one other thing very quickly. I forgot earlier. I was watching the CNN coverage last night, and I was shocked, and let me tell you, it kind of shocked me. But there was a person with a huge pie wedge in the pie slice graph, and in sometimes he was beating Giuliani 2-1 in the pie slice, and they had the names of everybody except this person was the gray unnamed person,
and that was Paul.
What the heck was that?
That's because their computers were coming in with their computers were coming in with the real info, and they had to take his name off. Look, early on he was beating Giuliani.
Well, and they have, it's Republican, right? So they have the different shades of red, and then they just have a gray, huge pie slice that they kept taking the camera off when it got bigger, without a name on it, that's not even red. I mean, it was, and it wasn't just for a minute. This was for like an hour. How in the world do you justify not naming a person in the pie slice when everyone else has a name and having it a different color? It was the most blatant thing I mean, it was just so visual. It was really one of those things that just makes you sick. You're just going, I don't care what candidate it is. Every candidate deserves to have his name in the same situation as every other candidate. Why
especially when he's beating Giuliani, but they're showing his name. Now that was before they had a chance to rig it.
Yes.
Now, Bev Harris, I want to get into the news that you're going to be breaking by this evening. You are getting the actual criminal record that was sealed, but you've been able to find a source that you say is extremely credible. I was using your words in the last two breaks talking to you, who was investigating him in a separate issue, an LHS, should we say high-level associate?
Like a vice president, yeah.
Okay, give us as much as you can right now so we can track this before it fully breaks.
Well, I think that's as far as we want to go now. I'm awaiting the documents, and when something is this serious, I need those criminal records. But if the minute I have them, and it should be today, they will go up on my website, blackboxvoting.org. So watch for that, because it won't be the first time. You know, Diebold had a convicted cocaine trafficker running its ballot printing plant for the West Coast. So, you know, it's weird. It's like these guys aren't allowed to vote.
It's called black ops. It's look. Their pilots are coke dealers. It's CIA. I mean, they've had former Diebold heads are CIA. Other companies are former NSA directors. I mean, you go to these people's offices. It's 25-year-old guys with high and tight haircuts, machine guns underneath their coats. I mean, it's an op. And the point is, they're going to be defeated, they're going to be brought down, they're going to be exposed, and we're going to continue to ferret them out. And 5 years ago, people didn't know that was fraud. Now they know. And I am telling the Ron Paul campaign, look, I'm going to make it clear for new listeners. We just proved that they gave him zero in a town where he had 31, and that's what they're saying. And there's all these other towns that show zero, or 500-plus here, 200-plus there, where, and sometimes we're talking about, that would make Paul a majority. We need to know who that other is. This election all needs to be thrown out, put on hold now. I do not want to see this be a replay of Bush in 2000, Bev, where Gore sits out, or Kerry 2004. We can't have Ron Paul sit out. I mean, it'd be one thing if we think there's fraud and he showed double in the polls what he actually got. It's another thing when we've caught him red-handed, or when we catch him with convicted traffickers running things.
Right. You know, this 31 vote discrepancy is not just 31 votes. That's what we have to remember. It's a system, it's a procedural breakdown in the system that's very serious. You can't spin it. And I have to, you know, we've all seen, it's like not that many candidates. It's not like they have a list of 200 races and different candidates all over the place. They had 12 numbers to report.
Well, Bev, you keep using the word discrepancy. Discrepancy is when you don't know what's happened specifically. Now we know. They just say, hey, we didn't put the 31 down.
Right.
What did this city clerk, the township clerk, what did she say to you when you said, how did this happen?
She said, it was human error. I'm sorry. Human error doesn't cut it. You could say human error about anything.
And it just so happened to be Ron Paul.
And 31, don't they even, like, add up the number of... Actually, in New Hampshire, they require that they do what's called a reconciliation form.
Yeah,
and on that form, they have to say how many people showed up and how many votes showed up.
It's easier than balancing...
If you're 31 off, why don't you do something?
It's easier than balancing your checkbook.
Oh, it's not... this is basic arithmetic, and it's basically we had 350 people walk in the door to vote, and we had this many votes show up. There's no excuse for this kind of stuff. And the question then becomes, how many other places did something similar or something? What we found in Ohio, remember, in 2004, was a whole range of different things. It wasn't just one method. So there was all kinds of different things.
It's a cocktail.
Here, there, and ever. Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
They attack the voting process at every level.
There's a lot at stake.
Well, I mean, look, Fox just got caught with fake focus groups and fake people saying they supported neocons. I mean, it's all fake, Bev.
You don't have to tell me that. I was in PR before, and I had the experience of being able to write something and watch it show up on TV, and I was like, wow, this is all it takes. You know, but this is, this should be unraveled further. Whatever it takes, we need to keep pulling at those strings.
Bev, what do you think is going to happen if, and you say, very credible source, you've already vetted it quite a bit, the final confirmation, these are sealed records, you're having to get them. You've even had run-ins with this person, you've done your own investigations, that's why
mm-hmm.
you're saying it's credible. You're saying her info from a separate area from voting, dealing with, we don't want to say it, nexuses with that. If this is triple confirmed, what do you think is going to happen when it comes out? I mean, how many times has it been... traffickers that are doing, I mean, this is too obvious.
Well, listen, the citizens have been demanding of the Secretary of State of New Hampshire that he get some corrections in place, and I contacted and talked to the Assistant Secretary of State of the State of New Hampshire 2 days before the election and said, have you done anything to mitigate the risk of this inside access? And he said, not really. And he's a good. I didn't get the impression he was thrilled about that. You know, I don't know what the big obstacle is, but nothing was done, even though it was a known risk. And Hari Hursti, the person who hacked in the HBO special Hacking Democracy, he personally came to New Hampshire and laid it all out for him. And he urged them to take certain steps, and they did not take those steps to protect the election.
Bev, then you have Barack Obama, depending on the poll, 10 to 20 points, on the average about 15 points ahead of Hillary, and some polls even higher. And then magically, they're saying, oh, this embarrasses all the pollsters. This embarrasses the media. This embarrasses major magazines with Barack on the cover. You know, Hillary magically wins by a big percentage, and then you go, look, at the machine discrepancies from the other ones, and Barack's winning with the non-machines predominantly, but on the machines that are 80-plus percent, 81%, he's losing. And that's just what they did with Dean. I mean, this is, for anyone with half a brain, Bev, this is right out in the open.
Yeah.
This is like if you're playing dice with somebody, and they keep rolling double sixes every time and beating you with their dice, and you pick them up and they're loaded. I mean, they're not going to roll.
That's a good analogy. We have a guy on our website that talks, you know, works on the issues of communications of this, because a lot of it's just communicating it to people in a way that they will see. And he's like, you know, we try to do all these things to monitor elections, but we have to understand we don't hold the cards. You know? You're going in there going, okay, I won't show you this, and I won't show you this, and I got this in my back pocket, and it's like... it's a rigged game.
Here's the analogy. It's like going into a casino and they take you to a white windowless room and they show you nothing, and then someone walks in and says, this is who won, and they just tell you. I mean, you're not allowed to see the machinery, look under the hood, not even allowed to look at the slot machine. I mean, they could rig it and still let you look at it, but they won't even do that.
Oh, I think this is worse because we have, because in fact, when I found those files, we did look at them, and we found that they're basically made for tampering. That's not too strong a statement. We have to understand that the guy who programmed the master computer, and it's a little technical, so it's more relevant to some of the other states than New Hampshire, but he had just gotten out of prison after 4 years on 23 counts of computer embezzlement. His prison record is on our site, and the first thing he did with the kind of vote tallying system that adds them all up, they don't use this in New Hampshire, that I will say, but in every other state they do. The first thing he did with this computer program that tallies the vote is put in a double set of books. Hello? I can prove that because I've looked at it. So it's not even like
we haven't looked at it.
We've looked at it, and we've seen that it's designed for this.
Give folks that guy's name again.
That guy's name is Jeffrey Dean, and he and his prison buddy, John Elder, who was the cocaine trafficker, ran the ballot plant and wrote software. And they're also, a lot of the software that they had developed is now starting to count the mail-in votes and process the sorting and stuff of the mail.
Now, let's be clear. We have elections where the polls keep showing that the anti-establishment candidate's going to win. Magically, they lose. We have Senator Hagel owning his own company, 15 points behind. He's going to lose. He magically wins because he owned the voting machine company that had over 80% of Nebraska votes cast on it. And we have thousands of cases like this with people going to prison. We have cocaine dealers and traffickers and hackers and top crime bosses running everything and black op companies and former CIA deputy directors running the companies. And I mean, we just have a mafia running things. And it's time for the public to come to grips with this, Bev.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing I see is it's such a scary concept that a lot of people rejected outright and just go, I can't think about that. You know, they just feel like, because, you know what, it's a one-way road, Alex. Once you see it, you never turn back. You know, nothing ever fools you again.
Now, some people will say, well, then why vote? We have to engage this process
and watch it
so we can expose it. Look, in 5 years, the majority of Americans in major polls, 85%+, believe there's fraud now by the government and by the corporations. Well, soon it's going to be 99%, and soon we're going to go arrest all these people. Okay,
you have to engage. Otherwise, you just basically surrender and say, you guys win? What is that? I think the word patriot is appropriate in this day and age, and that's how we have to think of ourselves.
In closing, I want to let you go so you can get with us in the third hour, Bev Harris.
Yes.
Break down for the listeners. Explain to them that New Hampshire was advertised as free and fair, though 81% is Diebold. The other is hand counted, but then they just don't give Ron Paul his votes there. Then it goes through another layer where it's all taken to a central clearinghouse so they can have fun with the goodies.
Well, New Hampshire has one good thing going for it is that any candidate can get a recount. Doesn't matter how far ahead or behind. And it's not very expensive. $67,000 to recount a state isn't too bad. But they take all the ballots, this is just a chain of custody analysis here, and they take all the ballots from all the townships and take them into one central location, which basically centralizes the chain of custody over those. And it's only going to be as good as whoever has access to those ballots while they're awaiting a recount. And the key things that we're looking at there are the potential for ballot substitution. The ballot printers have a very spotty record in terms of their own criminal background sometimes. And that's something that nobody ever looks at. But the ballot printers, we obtained documents from one of the ballot printers showing that they were printing 25% more ballots than they need and just not delivering them. So they didn't show up in the books, but they were sitting on all these extras.
Bev, every point you've made needs to be put by Kurt Nemo or somebody, by Steve Watson, by Aaron Dykes, one of my writers, together in a chronological order so people get a grasp on this is happening And literally, 9 times out of 10, when you've got fraud going on, you find out it's a coke dealer or a black op, former CIA commander, or a top hacker, or an embezzler, and they know what they're doing. And so blackboxvoting.org, we'll talk to you coming up in about an hour and 40 minutes for the second update. Bev, I'm going to let you go so you can get back to the important work you're doing. Thank you for the time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Blackboxvoting.org. Folks, you have been given absolute breaking news. Okay, it was first reported at RonPaulWarRoom.com. A whole family went in and voted in this specific township that we just discussed in New Hampshire. 5 people in the family, they look on the news, no votes. We call the family this morning, they say, look, we're supposed to talk to election officials. They don't want us to talk. By then, Bev Harris has already called the head of the city who's over these operations. That's the township clerk, called a county clerk in most areas of the nation. I guess a parish clerk in Louisiana. And she said, oh, yeah, just an accident. That's what they always do. I remember when Karen Sunlightner, county commissioner, was losing by 10 points. Magically at 2 a.m., the paper admitted she collapsed, started crying. The county clerk goes in. The numbers flip. Double counting ballot boxes, breaking safety seals, falsifying signatures. I went down to the state to try to block certification, and the state board said, yeah, they did all this, but it was an accident. Kind of like if I go rob a bank this afternoon, it's an accident, officers. I went in here with a mask and bags of money over my shoulder with a revolver. It's an accident. Bull.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All right, we've been talking to the Paul campaign. They say they're confirming these reports. And the township has now reversed itself on the maps and is saying Ron Paul did get 31 votes there. If you can believe that. So that is confirmed, ladies and gentlemen. Tell everybody you know to tune in right now to this radio show, whether you're listening on AM or FM, internet, shortwave, satellite. You know, I've got the father of the family coming on who got SWAT teamed to tell you exactly what happened. Well, I'm going to spend about 10 minutes on that now because I want to open the phones up for you to respond. I want to recap this as it develops. Bev may even be back on earlier. As new things happen, you will hear it here first. You will read it first at PrisonPlanet.com and TruthNews.us and RonPaulWarRoom.com. We built the war room because we can't stay up 24 hours a day. We don't have the staff, the armies, to give us the tips. Your tips about 90% of the time turn out to be accurate. But you get, folks are doing a great job, every man, woman, and child out there. You gave us this tip. We got on it. Harris got on it. It got out on the web. She made the phone calls from the Ron Paul War Room story, got it up this morning. You are the ones moving the ball. We can't watch every precinct. We can't watch every township, every county, every city. You can. That's how we knew there was all sorts of weird stuff going on at Blacksburg when that happened. And another mass shooting, and the Fed standing down for 4 hours and all the rest of it that the media didn't want to report for months. It's because of you. We had a bunch of students living on campus witnessing it all. We've got people everywhere. God bless you. It is such a responsibility to even be in the shoes I'm in. I'm not worthy of this. I want to tell you right now. For the record, and a new report's coming up on PrisonPlanet.com any minute, ladies and gentlemen, any minute it should be up on PrisonPlanet.com. A new report off of everything you just heard Bev Harris say. Now, we already had it up this morning that they didn't count his votes and that we were saying those are the reports we got. Now they admit it. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. Get it out to everybody right now. We're also going to have a report up that Bev Harris is reporting that she's vetting and confirming that just like in all the other cases, we need to add in that report that it's over and over again with Diebold. Cocaine, top smugglers, computer crimes, experts, embezzlers. That's Stalin emptied out the prisons. That was his top guys. How do you think they do this? How do you think they operate? This is huge. Then you've just got the circumstantial evidence of Barack Obama, huge double-digit leads against Hillary, magically losing. Magically all the polls being wrong. Baloney. You got Ron Paul getting half the poll numbers in people casting ballots for him that his poll numbers showed, and we even knew those polls were spun against him. Baloney. Baloney. He was tracking second or third place in New Hampshire. By the way, South Carolina has decertified illegal in 40-plus states voting machines that are even worse than these. That's mainstream news out of South Carolina. And you watch, it'll turn out some mob boss, you know, or some top CIA operative runs it. And I remember interviewing the Collier brothers before they died, and, of course, Victoria Collier, their daughter. I mean, you go into these facilities, I mean, it's open CIA. It's open 35-year-old special ops walking around, Uzis underneath their jackets, you know, guys out front in black sedans. I mean, it's an armored compound of evil. They run the country. They run the printing of the money. The government runs the smack, the coke, all of it. They run the CPS. They run the private prisons. They rule. And they've got private armies now growing, Blackwater, Merc forces. I'm telling you, the mob. That's all it is the mob. A bunch of good old boys got together and said, we overthrew a bunch of third world countries, Guatemala, Iran, hundreds. Let's do it here. Yeah, we can do it. There's plenty for all of us. These stupid cattle will never figure it out. Ron Paul, red-handed, ladies and gentlemen, had New Hampshire stolen. It was skewed. It all needs to be challenged.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.